Good morning, everyone. Today my talk is going to be about chocolate. I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of chocolate, but first I'm going to tell you a story about Julia Proctor. She eats her favourite food. She feels guilty. She knows that chocolate has a lot of fat and sugar, but Julia says she is addicted to chocolate. And once she starts eating it, she can't stop. Julia isn't the only one who is addicted to chocolate. It is a favourite food for people all over the world. And in a survey of 16 different countries, people preferred chocolate to ice cream, cakes and cookies. In the United States, chocolate is a $10 billion industry. For Valentine's Day, for example, people spend over $400 million on chocolate. The idea of eating chocolate didn't begin until the 19th century. Before that, people drank chocolate. The custom began in Central America, where the Aztecs drank bowls of chocolate to stay alert. When the liquid chocolate was brought to Spain in the 1500s, people thought it was medicine because it tasted bitter like other medicines. In fact, the people who made chocolate into drinks were either druggists or doctors. Then people discovered that mixing chocolate with sugar made a wonderful drink. King Ferdinand of Spain loved this drink so much that he put out an order. Anyone who talked about chocolate outside the court would be killed. So, for about 100 years, chocolate was a secret in Spain.